You're listening to SBS News.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has lifted the official cash rate by 25 basis points to 2.6%. It's the sixth consecutive month the central bank has lifted the rate in a bid to manage rising inflation. In a statement, RBA Governor Philip Lowe noted that the central bank had increased the cash rate substantially in a short period of time. He added that, reflecting this, the board decided to increase the cash rate by 25 basis points this month as it assesses the outlook for inflation and economic growth in Australia. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says more rises are expected in coming months.
Now, just because this is a bit less than what many people were anticipating, and just because it's consistent with what we're seeing around the world, won't make it that much easier for Australians to find room in their household budgets to meet the increasing costs of servicing the mortgage. Ever since interest rates started rising before the election, it was clear from the Independent Reserve Bank that there would be a number of interest rate rises. This is now the sixth in as many months, and the statement from the Reserve Bank Governor today indicates that it's likely that there will be more interest rate rises as well.
The slower pace of monetary policy follows four consecutive 50 basis point rate hikes and suggests the Reserve Bank of Australia is getting closer to its neutral setting. This is a level where interest rates neither have a stimulatory nor a contractionary effect on the economy. For mortgage holders, the successive rate rises will add hundreds of dollars to monthly loan repayments compared to 6 months ago when interest rates were still at record lows. The opposition finance spokesman, Angus Taylor, says despite the rise being lower than expected, it's still going to add a lot of pressure on mortgage holders.
We need to see policies and plans that are going to alleviate those pressures on Australians' budgets, those pressures on inflation, those pressures on interest rates. With an upcoming budget, we want to see a responsible budget, a budget that's not adding fuel to the fire of the pressures that Australians are feeling, that is not creating price wage spirals that make product unaffordable for Australians.
The average Australian is paying hundreds of dollars more in mortgage repayments than this time last year, and it's only expected to increase. The nation's official cash rate sat at a record low of just 0.1% between November 2020 and May this year, when the first of a series of consecutive rises began. Financial product comparison website RateCity estimates those with a $500,000 mortgage were already paying more than $600 a month extra since April for home loan repayments. Sally Tindall, the research director for RateCity, says people need to be on top of their budgets to make room for the increase.
Yes, this rate hike was smaller than expected, but now is not the time for borrowers to be complacent, particularly because there's a 2 to 3 month lag on when the RBA announces a rate hike and that extra money comes out of your bank account. So many variable borrowers, have only seen the full effects of the last three rate hikes. In some cases, some borrowers potentially have only seen the effects of the last two rate hikes, and there's plenty more waiting in the wings. This could start to snowball for borrowers who aren't on top of their finances, who don't understand how high their monthly repayments might rise.
Major Bruce Harmer is with the Salvation Army. He says the charity saw an increase in people seeking support during the height of the pandemic, and demand has only increased in recent months.
People that the Salvation Army work with have no reserve funds. They have no residual funds that they can fall back on. So they will have to do without certain things. They may have to answer questions like, do I feed my family or do I keep them warm? It may be that they have to forego needed expenses like medical costs simply to make ends meet. And in the lead up to Christmas, obviously that's a very difficult period. And many people overcommit with credit at Christmas time. But just beyond Christmas, we have back to school costs.
Australians are not alone in suffering interest rate pain, with soaring inflation now a global issue. America's Federal Reserve has hiked rates 3% this year, while the Bank of England has lifted rates 2.15%. Alan Oster is the Chief Economist at National Australia Bank. He says it's also important to understand how global factors are affecting the Australian economy.
If you think of the global economy outside of COVID and the global financial crisis, this is the worst period that we've had since 1993. So that will slow things a lot. And so you don't need to be super gung-ho about increasing rates as well. Now, they've got rates at present to a little bit on the restrictive side. They can probably do a little bit more. In terms of inflation, monetary policy was never going to fix a problem that's been caused through Russia, Ukraine, and global shortages. It's all about getting back to what I might call normal and then trying to make sure the economy struggles through okay, because unlike a lot of other economies, the Australian economy is still performing very well at present.
Interest rate rises are also affecting the borrowing capacity of those looking to buy a home. Rate City estimates the average person's maximum borrowing capacity has dropped by approximately 20% or $134,500 as a result of the recent interest rate rises. Meanwhile, people with savings are seeing a higher rate of return, with Westpac and NAB the first banks to announce they were putting some of their savings products into interest rates up by 25 basis points. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.